Basically, we were in the middle of discussing the Shita of Rabbi Meir when it came to Meiser Sheni of Demai. It seemed that when it came to Meiser Sheni of Demai, again, Demai is only, it's a mixture of maybe they took off Meiser Sheni, maybe not. The assumption is that possibly didn't. So it's only Din Rabbanon that you have to take it off. And it seemed that Rabbi Meir was very machmir on Meiser Sheni of Demai, the same way he was machmir on Meiser Sheni d'oraisa. And the Gemara said, the Gemara had asked, why? What's the proof that Rav Meir approved from Gittin? Then when it came to Gittin, Rav Meir said, if someone doesn't say b'funi nechtam, and gets married, and the kids are yotzei in the vlad. Yotzei in the vlad is mom's there. So that was we said. And then Rav Sheshes asks the question. Maybe we'll go back to there. Masiv Rav Sheshes, a couple lines up. So we seem to indicate that we've proved to Rav Meir that he is very machmir on things that even they're derabanan. If they have the corresponding derabanan to the deraisa, he was machmir to the derabanan like the deraisa. That's what it came to. Maisha Shein Demai, he was very machmir. So the one that says Masi Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes is going to ask on right. Shmuel just proved that Rav Meir is machmir on Demai of Maiser, and now he's going to ask a question with the following Mishnah in Demai. I think it's the second Mishnah in Demai where there's Maisha Sheni of Demai that they were mechalal it onto money. They put the Maisha Sheni kedusha onto the mos. Then Mishnah says mechalin also kesef al kesef. You can put silver. In other words, now you want to transfer to another coin. So you can do my kesef al kesef, transfer from one silver to another silver. Nechoshes on nechoshes, from copper to the copper. Kesef on nechoshes, you can put silver onto copper. Nechoshes al peros, you can put copper onto other peros, and then those peros have the kedusha. V'yachzor v'yiftes al peros, and then you can go and take those peros and put money back onto those peros and bring them. I guess you want to keep changing around because whatever you have available, you want to make it free, and then you put it onto something else. Devar Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. In the last case, once you put it onto peros, the Chachamim say that you can't take a second. Once it's put onto peros a second time, you can't re-put it back onto money. But you see, Rav Meir says that you can be in the ratio. Rav Meir says you can be mechalel from a lesser level coin onto a higher level coin. The Gemara asks, "Umi mechalin kesef on the choshes? How can you be mechalel kesef, silver onto copper?" Right, like he just like Rameir said, Vahatnan, we have another Mishnah in Meiser Sheni, Selashal Meiser Sheni. So you have a coin of Meiser Sheni, of has Kedusha Meiser Sheni, Veselashal Chulin, and one coin that's not, it's Chulin coin, Shenis Arvu, they get mixed together. So there's no Bitl over here, it's one to one, I guess. You don't know which one is which. So what do? Maybe Besela Maos, you bring a copper coin that's worth, I guess, the value of what's mixed together, Vaomer, and you say, any place where this Kedusha of Maaser Sheni is now Mechulal onto this new coin that I brought. It's a seller and a seller, so I bring another seller. So I have the Kedusha is now transferred into this new seller, coin number 3. And then, so therefore what you have now is the Kedusha is on this third new coin. And then you take of the two original coins, you take the better one, umichalo alah, and then you take this third coin that has the kedusha Maaser Sheni, and you re-transfer it back to the better of the other two coins that were mixed together. That's what you do. Mipdei she'amru, because Chachamim say michalin also kesef al nechoshes midochek. If you have no choice, then you can be michalo kesef onto nechoshes. Lo sheyikayim came, but not that you should leave it like that, because you can't leave it onto the nechoshes. Ella shechozer mechalon kesef. What you do afterwards is you put it back onto the kesef. I mean, the only thing that you're doing is you have no choice right now. You have a mixture. You're not going to know what's going to happen, so you got to get it out of the mixture. So if you have no choice right now, you get it out of the mixture, put it onto the nechoshes, and then put it back on to kesef. But you see over here, katani mias mechalin midochak in vashalom midochak lo. Only if you're in a tough spot can you do this. So why before the Rav Meir said you can do it no problem, right? Rav Meir in the Mishnah we quoted said that you can be mechal kesef onto nechoshes. Now we just proved that you can't be mechal kesef onto nechoshes because you can do bedochek. Seemingly that Rav Meir is now more makel when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai. We just proved that Rav Meir was very machmir when it comes to the Maaser Sheni of Demai. Now here he's being makel because he's allowed. This second Mishnah says you're going to be mechal kesef onto nechoshes bedochek. Rav Meir seems to indicate you can do it stam. So he seems to be very makel when it comes to Maaser Sheni d'Maaser. So which is it, Rav Meir? Will the real Rav Meir please stand up? So Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, no, because there's a difference. I think this is maybe where we got up to yesterday. Amar Rav Yosef, Afal Pi Shemekio Rav Meir Ripidyono, Machmir Huba Achilaso. When it comes to Maisha Shem of Demai, which again is a Derabanan, because really, it should be. We're going to have a chash that the Amal Aretz didn't take off the Ma'aser Sheni. So, really, when it comes to being poed to it, that's when he's machmir. To say whether it was nifta or not, he's going to be machmir and say you have to and say that. What? Sorry. When it comes to being poed to it, you can make it. Correct. You can be make it. But machmir hu b'achilasa. When it comes to eating it, then he's going to be machmir. In that situation, he'll be machmir. So the second mission was talking about the case of chilul. Right, that's where Rav Meir says mechala from Kesef onto Nechoshes. That's mechala. That's fine. The other cases that we brought back to go back to see what the case was, he was talking about where he was talking about the chila when it came to eating Ma'aser Sheni Demai. That's where Rav Meir is going to be machmir. And now we're going to prove this distinction from a brisa. Desanya lo hitiru limkor demai ela l'siton bilvad. The chachamim did not allow. The way Rashi explains it, the chaverim are those who take off the Ma'aser Sheni for sure. They're not demai, so we assume if they're a chaver, everyone's going to assume that they were mafresh. They were mafresh. So the chacham said the chaverim cannot sell demai ela l'siton. Like say a chaver bought demai from an aretz, he wants to sell that. He can only sell that to the siton. What's the siton? I'm not sure how we translate it, but I think the siton means sort of like a middle market guy. Wholesaler, okay? So it's a guy who buys a tefuah from a lot of people and then sells it in large quantities to the stores. Okay, yeah, wholesale, okay? El Siton Bilvad. They only allowed him to sell to the Siton. Why? Because everyone knows that the Siton buys from a lot of people, and therefore they can assume that some of the people that the Siton bought from are also Amei Aretz, and they're going to be mafresh their own demai. They're going to mafresh the demai, the ma'aser sheni off of the demai. They're going to assume it's demai, even if it comes from a chaver. Since the siton buys from so many people, they don't know it's only bought from the chaver. Maybe bought from Amei Aretz also. So people are going to be mafresh.
Why didn't you
ask the siton to do it? What? It's not the siton's obligation, I guess. I don't know. Uval abayis, the val abayis. Maybe he's in Amei Aretz. I don't know.
Because he can ensure that one comes back.
Maybe with such quantities, he's not going to do it. Uval abayis, the val abayis who has a field and he is. Buys produce from an Amaretz. Benkach u benkach sorich la'aser. What is benkach u benkach? Whether he sells it in large quantities to the Siton or whether he sells it into small quantities, you have to take off the Ma'aser because before he sells it, right? The Siton doesn't, but the Baal HaBayis does because people who are buying from him are going to assume that it was Hufrash because he's a Chaver. So therefore, he has to make sure he takes it off. Okay?
What?
Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the words of Rabbi Meir.
Why is he buying from a chaver? Why can't he?
No, he's buying. He's buying
wholesale.
From an Amaretz. He's buying, and now he's reselling. Whether he's reselling it in large quantities to the wholesaler or he's reselling in small quantities, he must take off. He must be mafresh because the assumption is everyone who buys from a chaver thinks it's already hufrash. So you better go do it, because otherwise you're going to have these people eating Ma'aser Sheni at Demai. It's going to be on your head. When it comes to the Siton, these people may not assume, and also it's the Rabban, it's Demai here. It's not full-fledged Ma'aser. Divrei Rav Meir, those are the words of Rav Meir. V'chamim omrim echad ha-Siton v'echad ha-Balabayis. I guess whether it's purchased originally by the Siton or purchased by the Balabayis, mocher, you can sell a large amount, v'sholech chavero, and send this large amount to your friend, v'nosalim b'matana, or give it to as a present, the eino choshesh, and you're not choshesh. You don't have to worry about the fact that these people are going to be somech on you and eating it, and eat it without being mafresh truma. Because everybody knows that when you sell a large amount, people are makbet to be mafresh truma on that large amount. So that's what...
The end user.
Correct, the end user. Whether the end user has to be mafresh. Right. So therefore, you see, so Rav Meir is machmir here when it came to achila, because Rav Meir said that we bought it from the Baal HaBayis. You have to be machmir to be meiser. You have to take off the Baal HaBayis has to take off meiser. Then this is an issue of achila because you're afraid who someone's going to eat it or not. So therefore, you see, that Rav Meir is machmir when it comes to the inyan of achila. So now Ravina is going to ask on Shmuel, right? Shmuel.
Understand this part. He said something very interesting. In large measure, because it's a general presumption
that whenever corn is sold or is given in large quantities, it has not been divided.
Right. That it's not been. It's, that has not. That's what he's saying.
That's the wholesale.
Yeah. That's on the wholesale level. This is what we said.
Oh, that's the wholesale level.
Right. So it's not going to be taken off.
So therefore, he has to.
The end user is going to have to take it off. Okay.
By the way, you used to think back then. The whole line was about my dad would ask that question.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you just say, you have to put up a sign. You have a sign. What you have the dots and you have the mice and you have all those things. I hear you. Okay. Yeah. So
that's the same problem today. No, but that time it was Mamish Derisa.
No, here, but this is Demai. We're talking about the Rabbanon over here.
You don't know why is it Demai because you didn't ask.
It's Demai because it came from Amaretz.
Right.
And the Amaretz might say he did it and didn't. That's Demai. We're talking about Demai. Okay. Right. Okay, so Ravina now is going to ask on Shmuel's answer. Shmuel, if you go back, Shmuel was the one who said that our Mishnah goes according to Ravi Meir. Right? Because remember, our Mishnah said that you have to put a chomish onto the Meiser Shel Tamai, right? That if a Zar ate Chumas Meiser Shel Tamai B'Shogeg, he has to add a chomish. And we ask, well, that's the Rabbanon. How can that be? So Shmuel answered, it's Rav Meir, who is machzik the Divrei Chachamim up to the Divrei Torah. So Ravina now asks on that. We have the following Mishnah, another Mishnah in Demai. So you have a chaver, who is presumed to have taken off, to have been mafrish. Halokeach, he's buying bread min hanachtom. So he's buying bread from the baker, I guess the seller of bread, who is an amaretz. Right? So the din of that bread is Demai. You have to take off maestros from it. So me'aser min hachama ala tzonenes, hu min tzonenes ala chama, v'afilu midifusim harbe divir ad meir. You can be mafresh from the warm onto the cool bread, from the cool bread onto the warm bread. Warm bread is assuming to be better, or maybe more fresh. Maybe it's from that day as opposed to from the previous day. And also, v'afilu midifusim harbe divir ad meir. Rameir says, even if you take it out from different the plates, I guess, has it translated to food? Molds, different molds. I guess so. You know for sure those most likely were baked at different times. They're not part of the same batch. So Bishlama Minatzonenas Halacham. I understand why Rav Meir allows that you can take Meiser from the cool one and that takes care of the warm one. That's Kedar Rabbi Eloi. That's from Rabbi, because of Rabbi Eloi. The Am Rabbi Eloi Minayim Letorim in Hara Ala Yofa. How do you know you can take Truma on the bad produce and to be Pater the good produce? She truma, so truma, that's considered good truma. She neemar, the pasuk says, v'losisu alav chet baharim chem es chelbo mimeno. There shouldn't be a sin when you take off the chelbo, I think means the truma. When you take off the truma. So the assumption of the Gemara is, the logic is funny, the assumption of the Gemara is that how can there be a sin if it's no good? If I try to mafrish something that doesn't have a chalos, then there's no sin because I didn't do anything. So by the fact that the Torah is telling you that there's a situation where the hafrasha is going to be valid, but there's going to be a sin, must be a case of, what's that case? Right? V'im einu kadosh nesiyah sechet lama, mikan l'torah min ara ala yofa shetrumas lo truma. You see from here that if you take truma from the bad, to part to the good, it's a valid truma, but nisa l'afet. But you see from Rabbi Yulah that it would be valid. So that's why when in the Mishnah for Rav Meir, you can say that you take from the cool, the tzonenes, and mafresh on the chama, on the warm, that's fine. Maybe you did something wrong, but it works. But Ella afilu midvusim harbe. But even if you could, how can Rav Meir say that you can be torim from one defus onto another defus? Lechosh dilma asli afrushim in a chiyuv al apturim in a ptur lachiyuv. These are coming from different batches. They're coming from different molds. They're coming from different batches. Maybe one case was hufrash. How can you be sure that you can be mafrish from one onto the other? Maybe you're being mafrish on something that's chayev, on something that's putter. And maybe something was putter, was already taken off. You're trying to be mafrish on something chayev, and now the second one has no hafrash done to it. So what's going on? So if Rav Meir is not choshesh for this, you see that Rav Meir is not machmir by Tamai Kitevel D'Oraisa. Not like Shmuel. So I don't understand the question. This is by... Hafrasha. And then we already answered that by Hafrasha, Rav Meir was Mekel. It was that by, right, Rav Yosef already said, oh, that was by Pidyon. That was by Pidyon. Oh, okay. Machmir by Achila, that's by Pidyon. Okay, Shoyach. Okay, so Amar Rav Baye, so now we have all these shalas back and forth. And basically, Rav Baye is now going to come back and say, let me summarize the whole sugya and tell you who said good and who said no good. And Rav Baye is going to come in and tell you who spoke well. So Amar Rav Baye.
One question. So the baker knows to take the mahafrish chalok or not to take truma.
I don't know the ins and outs, but apparently that's what they're being concerned for over here. Because the baker takes off truma also.
Right, but he...
So chala is a truma.
So he's obviously taking chala.
So I'm assuming that's like the assumption, because the Gemara Mishnah is not mentioning chala. Mishnah is only mentioning here. The Mishnah is only here is meiser. Yes, I'm going to say yes. That's going to be my our final answer. Okay.
Yeah,
so, all right.
You want to ask a friend?
I do, but I don't have any. And I wanted to use a lifeline, but no one's up right now. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, now he's going to summarize the situation, this whole sugya. Rabbi Elazar Sapir Kakashile. Before, Rabbi Elazar asked on our Mishnah, why does somebody who eats Shumas Maiser Dvamai have to eat a Chomesh? But it's the Rabbanon. So did the Rabbanon make a chizuk to the Vrayim? So that's a good kasha. Shapir Kakashile. But Shmuel, who then was retired, and our Mishnah goes according to Shita Rav Meir, who's Machmir by Takanas de Rabbanon, like the Ardi Oraisa, that's why he holds the Shliach Tonsi for the Nechpele Nechtom, the kids of Mamzer, Mid Rabbanon. So to here, you'll be Choshes, Lo Shapir Kamishanile. That's not a good answer. That's a bad answer, because his proof was from Gittin. He says, Tekashle Rabbi Elazar, Misa B'dei Shemayim, because Rabbi Elazar was asking about a situation, what's the situation of eating Maiser, which only the punishment would be Misa B'dei Shemayim, or Mishanile Shmuel, Misa's based in. And Shmuel comes to answer the question regarding a case, violation of Isser Eishes Ish, that's a violation that would be punished by Misa's based in. Right? And Dilma Shani, Misa's based in the Chamira. Maybe the Chachamim were more Machmir when it came to the situation of Misa's based in. That's why they had the Takana by Befani Nechtam, but by Misa B'dei Shemayim, they're not Machmir. Maybe, so he says Shmuel answers no good. Now, Rav Sheshes, who asked on, assuming Shmuel gives that answer, Rav Sheshes then asked a question on Shmuel from Chilul Maiser Sheni. Right? And then we made a distinction between Chilul and, we made a distinction between Pidyon and Achila. He says, Lok Shapir Kamosivle. That's not a good question. Because the Ka'amri Inu, because Rabbi Lezer and Shmuel, Ka'amri Inu B'misa, the most of Sheshes Lav. The two cases that we were talking about, eating the Maaser Sheni, that's not Mechulal, and the Gittin, those are cases of Misa, different types of Misa, but they're both Misa. And then you talked in this idea of Chilul Maaser Sheni, which means you're concerned that you might eat the Maaser Sheni Mechutz L'Yishalayim, because the Chilul was not done appropriately, therefore, but that's only a Lav. That's only Isra Lav, because the Pasuk says, let's say, Lo Sukha Lach Ho B'Sharecha, Maaser didn't come to Rosh Yisrecha. You already were mafresh it. You have it there, and you're going to eat it outside. We're worried that you can't transfer from here to here, so maybe it's still on something that wasn't mechulal, and you're going to eat it outside the gates of Yerushalayim. That's only a lav. So how are you asking a kasha from a lav onto a misa? So he says, and then, well, nevertheless, umay do mosiv Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef shaper kamashanale. And what Rav Sheshes asked, even though Rav Sheshes' question is no good, Rav Yosef gave a good answer. Right, he said his answer was that maybe there's a distinction between you when you're worried about chilul, about pidyon, as opposed to worried about achila. That's a good distinction. In other words, he didn't have to answer it that way because it's a bad question to begin with. But once that's out there, he makes a good distinction between chilul, pidyon, and achila. So Ella, then, now he asks, now Ravina, who asks from the case of where he buys it from the baker, from the wholesale baker, that he's not choshesh, and Rav Meir allows you to... Rav Meir asked. Right, Ravina asked from the case of the boker, from the case of the nachtom, where he said that you are choshesh, and we just brought down the case of the fusim harbe, where Rav Meir was not choshesh. So then that's a good question. So he says adem mosiv mi nachtom. Why does Ravina only bring the nachtom case to ask a kasha? We'll be up to the new mission in a moment. Why does he only ask the kasha from the Nachtom case, l'sayeyalemi palter? There's another Mishnah, I'm talking about a palter, which is also another baker, another wholesaler, which would be a raya to Ravina's distinction. Right, the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Demai, halokeach min a palter, if you buy a lot of loaves from a lot of different bakers, and you sell them to a lot of different storekeepers, Ma'aser mikol defusu betvus de Rav Meir. Rav Meir in that case says you have to take ma'aser off from each different what's called mold from each different batch. You take ma'aser because you be choshish. You have to be choshish. So that would be a riot to Ravina. So Ella ma'is lach lemeimar. What can you answer over here? What are you going to answer? You can say palter mitrei plus a gavri zoven nachum nami michad gavri zoven. How can you answer the stira between a lokeach from a nachton and a palter? Maybe the palter buys from two or three people, and therefore you have to be choshesh that maybe one of them did not, one was mafresh and one was not. That's why you have to be careful, and you have to take off from each and every mold. But by the nachtam also, maybe michad gavru huzavin, and who, even if the nachtam only buying from one person, who's to say that one person took off meiser? Maybe somebody did, somebody didn't. You still have the problem. You still have the problem.
But there's a better chance of one person doing
it. I hear. Maybe that's exactly what he's saying. So you can be choshish that sometimes he does take off, sometimes he doesn't take off.
Either yes or no.
So therefore, that's why you're not going to be choshish on that. So you make a distinction between the nachtom and the palter. Apparently, the palter buys has multiple suppliers, and the nachtom only has one supplier. Okay. So now, they go back. Rava Amar, remember, Abai said Shmuel answered by saying that it's clear like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir is machmir and say that if you eat Maiser Sheni Demai, you have to bring the Chomesh, because the Chachamim made a chizuk to the Reim similarly that they did by Gittin. And Abai said that's not a good answer, because you're talking about Mises Beis Din compared to Mises Dei Shemayim. And comes Rav, and Rav says, no, Shmuel Shabbat Kamer Shani Lei. I disagree, Shmuel's answer is good. He calls Shem Misa Ba'olam. Don't make a distinction, be so sliced so thinly, and say that different types of Misa. Both are talking about Chiyah Misa. They're both talking about Chiyah Misa. If they're Machmir on one, they're going to Machmir on the other. Okay. Yeah, that was the hard part. That was pretty hard. Okay. Mishnah set, and then continues. Elu devarim she'ein lahem ona. These are the things that do not have ona. Rashi points out, what does it mean they don't have ona? Gemara refanish. Time of the Gemara has explained the reason. But it seems to be, if it's a pashas level, ein lahem ona means if it's sold by a sixth, if you oversell by a sixth, you don't return it, the sale is valid. What does it do? By more than a sixth or less than a sixth? Less than a sixth, probably mochel, like anything else. What about more than a sixth? Does that mean that you can cheat the guy more than a sixth on these items? Not sure.
Maybe there's no definitive market price. Everywhere you go, you get
a right. You can get whatever the market bears. You get okay. Eilu dvarim she'ein lahem ona. Number one, ha'avadim, slave market. That's again. This is the Eved Kanani. The hashtaros. If I'm selling my shtar, I have a shtar that says that you owe me $100. I'm going to sell it to you. I can sell it to you for whatever the amount that whatever you're willing to buy in order to take the risk on the future of getting, of collecting. There's no ona on that. The hakarkos.
That'd be at a discount. It would not be the
price. Whatever the market will pay, it would definitely be at a discount, of course. The hakarkos. Whenever you buy someone's lien, you're buying it off. You buy someone's tax lien, you're buying it at a discount.
So
of course.
It's
right. The hakarkos. But maybe he's selling it at too low of a discount. Maybe it should be a higher. Maybe it should be a lower price or a higher price.
Discount's too big.
Maybe or too small, because remember. What do you mean?
More than a sixth.
Right. So other people would buy. Most people buy the six more or six less, depending on the. All right. Vehakarkos. When it comes to.
Well, it costs me currency fluctuations.
Well, maybe that's the reason why you don't have that issue over here. Vehakarkos and real estate. Vehakdeshos. And when it comes to hektashos. Now, what's the case of hektashos? Rashi says gizbar hamocher hektash. The gizbar is selling hektash. Or if you're old, has a mum, you're selling it. So when Hektesh is selling it, they can get as much as they possibly can, right? Hektesh is the house always wins. Okay. Veha Hektesh. Okay. Now the Gemara says, and all these four things, Ein Lahem Tashlumi Kefel, if someone steals these items, there's no Kefel or Dal Vehei. Dal Vehei, I don't know why they would be, I guess Dal Vehei would apply to the hekdeshos, if it was an animal,
yeah.
Right? And for shtaros, avadim, and karkos, it's just physically you can't get $2 a day because talhei is only by shor set.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Ein lahem tashlumi kefel tshuma rechamisha. Now the.
You can't shtar animal.
What?
You can't shtar animal.
Yeah, but you can't. There's no dollar a hay, right? Shomer chinam, a shomer chinam who was mekabel on himself to watch these four items, ein on nishba. Right? He doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to make the shul that he wasn't posheya. Like normally a shomer has to say, swear that he didn't pay, right? That's what we said. If he interrupts, you can pay. But if he interrupts the shomer shalom, here he doesn't have to swear at all. Then no say sachar and a shomer sachar ain't a mishalom. If these things are stolen or lost, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to pay for these items. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says kadoshim. So we have to make a distinction between the different types of hektish. Kodashim shu chay b'achor yason. Kodashim where he would be chayiv to, if they're lost, he would have to replace. Meaning he said, Lashon harei alai ola. It's upon me to bring an ola. And he separates an ola, and then that ola gets a mum. So he's incumbent upon him now to bring another ola. Because he says that he, it's ola's, the chalos is on him. Obligation's on him. So in that case, yesh lehen ona. Because it, since there's a little bit of hedjot in that item, because it has an impact on him, so therefore he would have, there would be a concept of ona. But she'eno chayv achar yason, but if he says harei zu ola, so and then this one gets a mum, it doesn't impact him monetarily at all. He'll just be podit and be done with it. He has no further obligation because his obligation was only on this ola. There would be no ona because there's no impact on the mundane on him and on pure hektesh, and therefore there wouldn't be ona. Rabbi Yehuda adds. Af hamocher sefer Torah, even someone who sells a sefer Torah, someone sells a behema or magrolis, which I believe is some sort of pearl or piece of item of jewelry, ein lahem ona. There's no ona. And I wonder if the ein lahem ona, and also it applies to, he holds that all the other things, the shomer chinam, shmi kefil, amrav chamisha, can't be because there's behema in there. Okay, so amru lo amru elas elu. Only no, you're adding to the list. It's only those four things we mentioned above. The chamim were not molded to him. Well, if we get to it. But most of sefer Torah, usually people will spend. I think Rav Yehuda's svar is that people will spend unlimited amounts of money to redeem and buy a sefer Torah. So maybe there shouldn't be ona. The Chachamim are going to argue. If they get to it, not up there. I don't know. It's just sefer Torah, so I don't know. If to get to it, the Gemara now says
very limited now.
Very limited. I don't know where ona applies nowadays. Also, there's no like set price for things. Everything now is market, whatever the market can bear. For the most part, if you go to Super Slim Gourmet Glass, and just price out when Sandy hit and when and Pesach. Luv and Esrog. Luv and Esrog might be, I don't know. The problem with Luv and Esrog is, the problem also with Luv and Esrog is that that's the only time there is that market. So how can you tell whether or not it's being overcharged? Based on previous years, I guess you compare it. Right, that's also. Right, but grape juice on Pesach is not seasonal. Matzah, maybe.
You can buy matzah all year round.
No, yeah,
not hand matzah, right, not really.
Well, how much
do
you buy Esrog right now?
Right now, to buy an Esrog right now?
$5.
I'll give you 25 cents. Maybe. Put it in the pushka. I hear you, I don't know. Okay, so Minani Mili, how do we know these dinim that there's no ona when it comes to these four items? The Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, this is by Shmita and Yovel. It says, V'chisimkru mimkru lamisecha, o kano miyala misecha, and it says, al sonu isha sechiv, don't have ona. So it's V'chisimkru mimkru lamisecha, o kano miyala misecha. So miyad is davar, haknikne miyad liyad. Things that can be transferred from hand to hand, yatsu karkos. That excludes karkos. She'ena metaltalim. Those things are not metaltalim. You can't transfer from hand to hand. Yatsu avadim. Why do avadim go out? Because we know shehukshu lekarkos. Because avadim are hukshu lekarkos. Because by avadim it says v'snachalsem osam levneich macharechem la'areshes achuza. And achuza they say is like karka. So just avadim are called achuza and like karka. Avadim are hukshu lekarkos. And that's two that are not included in ona. So now why are shtaros excluded? Yatsu shtaros v'chsev v'chisimkaru mimkar. You sell a mimkar. Something said gufo machar. Then we sell the actual physical item. You sell the item. The gufo kanoi. And the item itself is kanoi. Yatsu shtaros ain't gufo machar. When I sell shtaros are not the guf, it's just representative value. I'm selling it for what the shtar represents. It represents an IOU. Right? Sort of like a bill nowadays. I don't know, maybe a check.
Like a D maybe.
Maybe. Okay? The ain't guf on kanoi. Right, einan omdim ella l'raya of shebehem. They're only there for their raya. Therefore, if it's only representative value, I don't know if the D is the representative value. D might be just proof of ownership. Maybe I don't know.
Or calls it evidence.
Calls it what?
Calls it
evidence, proof, same idea. All right, mikan amru. So therefore, we say hamocher shtaros of the basam yeshem ona. But if I'm selling my shtaros to a perfumer who's going to use the shtar to plug up anything in that to keep the perfume in, well then. The shtar is actually being used as metalton. It's used as not for representative value. It's used for its own value. Then there might be ona. I don't know how much ona could possibly be. I don't know how much you're selling it for. But the idea is once you're using the shtar not as representative value, but as for intrinsic value, then there'll be ona. The only reason, okay. So the Gemara then says, pshita. Well, that's pashut. If they're sold to a bosem, they're sold as metalton. And then what's the chiddush? So la fuke. V'afuke de Rabbi Kahana. Comes to exclude the Shita of Rav Kahana, the Amr of Kahana, is what you mentioned before, Ein onol leprutos kamash malan. He says that if you sell something that's so low in value, that's only up to prutos, there's no onah. Until you have, he says you have to have onah up to an isar. Only if it's to sell as an isar. These thing items are going to be sold for less than an isar, nevertheless there's onah, so that goes against Rav Kahana. Okay, then we still have to prove why Hekdeshos are excluded from onah. Hekdeshos, the Amakra, it says, right, Al Tsonu Ish Es Achiv. It's Achiv, the Lo Behektesh. Only if you have the transactions with your fellow brother, not with Hektesh. Okay. So the Gemara is now basically going to ask as follows. We learned from the Pasuk Okono Miyad that Miyad means something that's transferred from one hand to another hand. So the Gemara is going to ask, is that really true that the word Miyad means that they should be transferred from hand to hand? I'm going to prove you a case, bring your case, where it doesn't mean that. Maskifla Rabbi Bar Mamal, Kol Hecha Diksiv Yodo, it's Yodo Mamish, it means literally the hand. Elamayata, if that's the case, what about the following Diksiv? This is by Sichon Melech Emori. It says that he conquered land. Hu Nilcham B'Melech Moav Harishon, Vayikach Es Kol Arso Mi Yodo. And he took all of the Moav's property from his hand. Does that mean that Melech Moav had all of his property in his hand? It can't be literally. It means under his possession. So if it means under his possession there, maybe it means under possession by us as well, and would apply to Kakos. Right? Ella me reshuso. Hachinami reshuso. What Yodo means is his reshus, his possession. So too by us it means his reshus. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So you're telling me that Yodo doesn't mean literally? So v'kol hecha d'ksiv Yodo lav Yodo mamashu? Batanyo, about the following brisa. The following brisa says, this is by the chiyuv of Tashlume Kefel. It says, im hi matzei ti matzei bi Yodo, hakneva, mishor, right, achamor, atzechayim, shnai mishalim. So we know, ein li ela bi Yodo. We know only if it's in his hand, if it's literally in his hand. Ligago chatzir karfefo minayin. How do we know if it went to his roof or his chatzir or his karpef, that it's an enclosed place, that he also chayiv gneva, also chayiv kefel? Tamalomer im himatze timatze mikol macham. He needed a limud for himatze timatze. Right? Taimo the kasa rachmani im himatze timatze. Halav hacha, had we not had this limud, we wouldn't have learned it from Yodo. You just said Yodo means possession. We didn't use Yodo as possession. We use Yodo here as literally, and we learned possessions from another limud of himatze timatze. Havamina kol hecha the kasa of Yodo, Yodo mamashu. So that means Yodo means literally Yodo. Because had it not been for the limud of himatze timatze, we would have been limited to only pace kefel if the name was actually held in his hand.
That's something that you can physically hold in here, but you can't hold it.
So let's get there. Right, it seems that the answer is pretty obvious, and that's where the Gemara is going to go. V'sutanya, and another brisa, this is by Get. It says, Katsula Sefer Krisus, V'nasam B'yada.
Literal handing off.
It has to be handed to her. Right, we says yada. Ainly ela yada. I only know you have to give it into her hand. Gaga chatzir karpifo mita. How do I know as well? If I put it into her roof or into her property, it's also considered valid in the sina. Tamar lomer v'nasan. Then you give it michol makom. But time it a kasher of chana v'nasan. Have lav hachi have a min nikol hech siv yada yada mamish. The only reason why we allow it to be given to her chatzir is because we have another limud. Otherwise, yada means literally yada. So Gemara answers like you said. Ella, call Yodo Yodo Mamish. Yodo means in the hand, literally in the hand. You brought me the case by Moav, Shani Hassan, the Lakhlamimer Hachi, Ella Meshuso, common sense. Kor uses Yodo in a situation where Yodo simply cannot mean in his hands, so in that case, it does not mean in his hands. Any case where Yodo can mean in the hands, that's what it means, in the hand. Okay. And then Yossi's an answer, what was the Havamina?
So it was really semantic.
Yeah, but words have meaning. Only semantics. But words have meaning. So it can mean one thing one place. If it can mean literally, it will mean literally. If it's impossible to be literal, then don't be literal. It's just that's the way it is. If something can be, to explain something literally makes no sense, then you can't explain it that way. Okay. Common sense is important also. Okay, so now. Boy Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira asked the following question. Schirus, yeshlo ono, eno nos. If I'm renting something from you, obviously I must be talking about I'm renting metalklim. The karka, there's no ono already. But if I'm renting something from you, a behemo or a kalim, and you overcharged me on the rental, is there a violation of ono or not? Because right, the pasuk was the timkor, right? That was the pasuk said, v'chisimkru mimkor lamisecha. So maybe what about schiras for rental? So that's what Gemara asks. Mimkar amarachmanan avlo schiras, only if it's a sale and not schiras. Odim alosh no, maybe it makes no difference. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, miksiv mimkar la'olam. It doesn't say a sale forever, it just says a sale. And mimkar stomachsiv, hainami biyoma mechirahi. And Abaye views a schiras as like a day purchase. It's purchased for you for that day. Tosis points out, it's not literally purchased for that day. You cannot take that item and be kaddish a woman. You cannot go ahead and sell that item. It's sold to you for a limited purpose, but for that day. So that day it's considered memkar. So for onah, it's considered sufficient enough of a sale that if someone overcharges you, there would be a violation of onah. Bayi Rava. Rava asked the following question. Again, this is going based on the fact that there is no onah by karkals. Right? Bayi Rava. Chitin. Someone takes wheat, uzra'an b'karka, and he plants them into the ground, and now before they take root, he sells them to his friend, who will then, there's a Michaskin question, who will then get them when they take root, he'll grab them out. So, and he overcharges. So, mahu, yesh lemono, ein lemono. Is there onah here or not? Are they considered like separate from the karka, and therefore it's metatl, and there is onah? Or they consider, since they're going to grow in the karka, they're considered part of the karka, and therefore there is no onah?
Sounds like a
question. Okay. So, kiman, the shajin b'kada damyin, do we view them as if they're just put in like a kad into a pitcher, that they're being held in a receptacle, and therefore there is ona, o dilma batlinu agav karka. We say they're batl agav the karka, batl agav ara, and therefore that they're batl based on to the karka, and there would not be ona. So Gemara says, hey chidami. Well, let's figure out the case. Hey chidami. E lemer de amar hu'iyu, if the mocher sells to the lokeach, shedai be shita, that I planted six sa'in worth, and I'm selling you for that, and it turns out that it was only five. We said they only planted five, but he sold them for the value of six. Well, the Hamarava called Davar Shevimita, so therefore that's the 1/6 overcharge. Right? The Hamarava called Davar Shevimita, Shevimishkal, Sheviminyan, Afilu Pachonikhaneona. If you sell something based on amount, you say I'm selling a dozen eggs, or sell something based on amount, then no matter what, if you overcharge, it's a mekach batal. It's a mekach tos. Because I said I'm selling you a certain amount, and I don't sell you that certain amount, then it's a mekach tos. So that can't be the case, because you don't even get to onah here, because the whole mekach is batal. I said I'm selling you A, and I sold you B. That's a mekach tos. Ella, the amr iu, shada baki di boile. I tossed in there enough that was appropriate. The igla milsa, and therefore, and sell it for, you know, six. The igla milsa, the lo shadi beki di boile. And it turns out that he didn't put it enough in there, right?
So the same thing, isn't it?
But he doesn't give a number. The idea is he gave a number. The words. They give a number, the assumption is, if I tell you I'm going to give you a number, and you don't sell me that number, it's mechatos. It's out. Here, he doesn't give him a number. He gives a general thing. I sold you what was appropriate. So I said it wasn't appropriate, but there was no number. Right? So there, do we say, yesh lemono, ein lemono? And that's the kasha. Come on, the shodi yuchad damyan is it like if it's in a receptacle? The yesh lemono deal, but lino agav ara, or it's batel over the ground. Another suffix, right? Person is to basically over here. I think the towing says that I gave him six saw to plant, and he only planted five. And the nitva said, no, I planted five and a half. So sort of like a modem mixus, because a modem. That I'm not more than I owe him one saw, I'm only more than I owe him half a saw of what I planted. So, nishbain alayim, oi nishbain alayim. Does he swear or not? There's no shvu on karkos. Is this considered karko or not? Kaman deshada b'kadin damin. Are these things considered that they're in a receptacle, and therefore they're like betaltalin, and therefore nishbain alayim? Or dilma batal agav ara, or they're batal agav the karka, and therefore ain't nishbain alayim. Next case is another kasha. The Torah says, this is by sorry?
Five and a half, six, or appropriate, not appropriate.
This is five and a half, six. This is where I said that you were supposed to plant for me. And then he said, no, you're supposed to plant me six, you only did five. He says, you're right, I said six, but I only did five and a half. So I'm going to mix us. Next is, when it comes to chadash, and again, when it comes to chadash, anything that took root, I guess, after the korban omer was brought, is not hutar by the korban. You have to wait till the following year to eat that wheat. That's Yashar. So
what's the previous case? You said you sold him six and he mowed it to five.
I think it was. Rashi seemed to say that I think I asked you to plant on my behalf six and you only planted five.
So why is it mechatos in that case?
Because I asked you to do something for me. It's not a mechatos. I didn't buy it from you. I asked you to plant it for me. I think that's the case, right? Let's see what Rashi says here. I don't know what Rashi says over here. That doesn't say. Okay.
So what did you do to have a seller?
What?
What did you do to have a seller?
No, Rashi does say it's Shpai Malayim.
Where are you?
It's like the sixth Rashi from the bottom. It says, and hold him makes us go to Tana, Piskas.
You go to Tarnu, Piskas, and Lizro, right. I'm giving you the six things to, I gave you six, you're the planter, I gave you six saw to plant for me, and it turns out you only planted five. Where'd you take the other?
The question is, does it have to give back?
I say you owe me a seller, and he says I only owe you half a seller. So does he make a shvu on that night? Is that considered car close or not? It's some regular molder mixes case. Right, okay. So, Shkoyach. So now, when it came to Omer, Omer Matiran, ain Omer Matiran. Let's say I threw these chitin into the ground before, right before to bring the korban Omer. I guess they didn't take root yet. So are they considered in the ground? Are they considered that the chadash are not chadash? Racy. So Mara says, hey chidami, what's the case? Idi ishrush, if they took root, tanina, we have a price that tells us the halacha. In the low ishrush, also tanina, we have a price, a mission that tells us the halacha. The tanan, the mission of Menachos, by the chamisha minim, right, that im hishrishu kodem omer, if they took root before the korban omer, omer matiron, the omer, the matir, the chita that grows. The imlav, if they didn't take root, asur machiva omer abo, they're asur until the following year to eat. So his low tzricha, the case is, wild case, the chadzdinu, Vizarinu kodem la omer, v'asle omer v'chalif alaya. What happened was, is you harvested the wheat before the omer, and then you replanted them before the omer. So let's say the omer is what is on the second day of Pesach. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I cut them, and then on the Erev Pesach, I replanted them. Okay, so I replanted them. V'asle omer v'chalif alaya. And then the omer passes by when they're replanted and buried in the karka. Vilo ishrish called him omer, but they didn't take root yet prior to the omer. So mahu leminkat umeichel minayu. Can I eat from this chitim right now? So do we say because keman deshadim mikada dami v'sharina otim b'batlim agav arga? I guess the case is over here. Rashi says mahu leminkat minayu umeichel klomer agidulim didhu. Lomi Baile. On the Gedulim itself, there's no Shaila. Shafilu hitir Omer, Shafilu hitir Omer, Shal Eshtakar al Zraim, Kolmish Nizrum, what's the case over here? Kikani Baile, Lininkute min Hazraim, Shebekarka, Umechal Ach Omer. The thing that's placed back in the Karka, can I eat them now? Is the Omer going to be martyr them? Or they have to wait for the next year? What's the case? How does he explain the case? He says, Lo Tzricha, case is the Chatz Dinhu.
It's talking about the actual.
And he puts back in, right? The chatzino, right, says mina chadosh, v'hayut tzrichin sheyetirim omer lachila. It should become mutter, but nevertheless, v'zarina kod omer, v'chalef le omer lachila v'delo ishrus. He takes them and replants them. He puts them back in.
And then at the Pesach decides, you know what, I want to eat them instead.
So he wants to take them back out after out the Pesach. Ground. So is it considered that it was in the ground? Is it considered that it's in the ground and it was taken out before omer? And therefore, you can eat it. Or it's considered that it's placed back in the ground. It's butthole in the karka, and since it was, you have to wait till the next omer.
Right.
Karka or not? It's the same kasha. And I guess the more answers teku on all these shilas. That's all clear in the last case. I'm sorry, I apologize. Okay, we will stop here. Have a great day.